Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong Santa Ana winds are buffeting much of the state of California, where the conditions are also quite dry. But the utility companies there are finding they're taking heat from many critics not happy about their decision to shut down power to hundreds of thousands of people in recent days to try to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires. The president of PG&E, Bill Johnson, responding to critics who say the shutoffs should be more targeted.
We acted on our prediction. Now, we don't have the granularity we need to get down to a city block or one street.
The Saddle Ridge fire, which started last night not because of downed power lines but because of a garbage truck fire, is forcing nearly 2,000 families to evacuate homes north of Los Angeles now. It's already burned nearly 5,000 acres, and the fire is 0% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators were in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota last night near the Target Center where President Trump was holding a campaign rally. Police say things went well until late in the evening when the otherwise largely peaceful protesters started burning Make America Great Again hats. And a few blocks away, police clashed with members of a pro-Trump militia-style group that confronted police. Inside the rally, the president discussed a variety of issues, including the corruption allegations he's made against former Vice President, now White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a gun. It's 100% true.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has been awarded the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Democrats in New York say they hope Chelsea Clinton will decide to run for an open congressional seat just north of New York City in Westchester County, as Congresswoman Nita Lowey, a longtime Clinton family friend, has announced that she is going to retire. That will put her seat up for grabs in November 2020. During a recent book tour, Chelsea Clinton said she wasn't planning on becoming a politician like her parents, but she also wouldn't rule out a run for office someday.
Always believe that you're never too young or too old to make a difference. And then when I became a mom, I think I felt that even more keenly.
State Assemblyman David Buchwald and State Senator David Carlucci have both hinted that they might run for that open seat, but Chelsea Clinton would, according to many analysts, instantly be the superstar in the race if she were to announce her candidacy. California hotels no longer providing guests with those little bottles of shampoo. The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill this week that bans hotels from giving out those tiny plastic bottles of soap, conditioner, and lotion as well. The law aims to cut down on the number of plastic containers thrown away by guests and operators. And the Washington Mystics are the WNBA champions. They beat the Connecticut Sun in Game 5 of the finals last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And back with us for another shot at his curveball. It still won't hang on me. It won't hang for me. He just keeps throwing it by me. Is Barry Zito. We're talking about his book, Curveball, and we're going to be able to get into some things that we didn't have a chance to get into the first time around. Hey, Barry, great to have you back, buddy.
Absolutely. Great to be with you. I really enjoyed our last one.
Well, Barry, you know, for you, I was reading your book and going through it, and I'm thinking, gosh, here you are. You know, you're the pride of an Italian father, an Italian family, the influence there. Anybody, Hispanics are the same way. And you lived to please your father, and you enjoyed the mantle for the family during those early years that took you on an incredible trajectory that was, predicated upon your skills as a baseball player.
That's right, yeah. And I don't think that's something my father meant, to happen, was for me to feel like I had to earn his love, by
right. Any means. Right.
But, I think that's just what I interpreted, He was just trying to raise a son that could have a great head start in life financially and have a chance to, have some financial security, and those are all very good intentions. But, I guess I realized that, there was nothing more important than baseball. And I think he would have agreed, in a lot of ways. And, cause he himself didn't really have a foundation of anything that superseded what he did in the world. And so I can't really fault him for that.
Well, your dad, let's face it, your dad, like my dad, came out of an era where, if it was going to happen, you were the cause of it. You had to make it happen. And your dad had embraced a mentality and mindset that said, hey, look, it's all on me. I've got to make things happen. And you can't blame him for, what he experienced growing up as a kid.
Yes, exactly. He had a major setback as a kid, being a product of a rape and being hidden, as a child in the back of homes. And, so his family in a lot of ways was ashamed of him just because they couldn't explain, how he kind of came into the world and certainly didn't want to their neighbors. And, so he had to overcome all that, like you said, and go make a living. And he actually dropped out of school, I think, in eighth or ninth grade and started, working and trying to make money for the family. And eventually he parlayed that work ethic into a great jazz musician career.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your mother was part of that as well that we had talked about last time. And, Barry, for you in your career, here you your college career punctuated everything, the trajectory that you were on. Like I said, the pride of this Italian family. And in 99, you become the pitcher of the year in college, a Pac-10, first team college All-American, Pac-10 Conference All-Star. I mean, everything's just skyrocketing for you. You get signed to the bigs, and 2 years later, what, in 2002, maybe 3 years later, here you are. You're a Cy Young Award winner. Are you kidding me? That fast?
Yeah, that was a real whirlwind, you know. And a lot of that, you know, a lot of these strange decisions to transfer colleges, you know, in the middle of the night and, you know, go from a great four-year school to a two-year junior college. You know, these just strategic decisions were all made by him, because after his musical career, he was a talent manager, and he had an amazing sense of what to do to get where he needed his client to go. And so, you know, I just kind of listened, never really said anything. And when I would push back a little bit, you know, it was kind of like, well, Barry, listen, I know better, you know, and I'm not smarter. I just have made 50 years more of mistakes, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And so, but what I learned, unfortunately, was that I couldn't trust myself. I couldn't trust my own gut. I couldn't trust my own instincts. And really, I couldn't make my own decisions. And that was something I wasn't aware that was happening, but that came back to hurt me, you know, years later.
Right. Well, here you go, as the trajectory continues to catapult you. In 07, you signed the biggest contract, $126 million. You know, a blessing and a curse all at the same time, in a sense, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, once pro athletes, we sign these big deals, you know, all eyes are on us. And, you know, they would say, well, there's a bullseye on your back now, you know, get ready.
Right,
and
right.
I think I was so caught up in the attention I was getting. And again, I didn't have a foundation. So I was just living high on this attention and adoration and people talking about me in the newspapers. And,
right,
of course, trying to go chase women around Hollywood to, you know, get on the cover of the gossip magazine. So I really didn't see, you know, this kind of contract as a mandate in a lot of ways to, like, hey, man, let's focus on baseball. Let's get it done. You know,
right.
It was kind of like, well, what can this do for my ego in a lot of ways?
Right.
It became a scary thing to try to maintain performance and really pitch, you know, well enough for that contract to validate.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's what the fans want. That's what your bosses want. And, you know, up to this point, it's good to be Barry Zito. I mean, you're in the Hollywood Hills. You're living high and mighty. You got fast cars, fast women, a fast lifestyle. It's all good to be Barry. But then we get to 2010, and the jet is running out of propulsion, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just being raised in kind of a what can I think, what can I put out into the world to create my success, right? What, being raised in that mindset, mm-hmm, it was really a fun thing to have success, and I would take full credit for it. And then, unfortunately, when there was no success and I was failing for, you know, really bad for those first 4 years as a San Francisco Giant, I blamed nobody but myself. And
right.
So it's like, you know, because I never viewed my success as a gift, you know, or grace or any of that. It was, I earned this all, so now it was like I'm responsible for the failure. And I started to do a downward spiral, you know, mentally, emotionally, which really hit rock bottom in 2010 when I was told I wasn't allowed to pitch with my team in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And, you know, had to watch them go win the World Series that I was paid to come over and win them.
Well, and amazing too, Barry, as I read, in the midst of all this, your father is having health problems. You're still attending the games, which is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stars that would have just checked out and said, hey, look, I'm not on the roster. You know, I'll just cheer you on from the couch on the living room. But you went to every game in between time when you can. You're running to the hospital to, you know, see your dad. And, I mean, and through this whole process, mentally, you're hitting rock bottom. I mean, it's like 2010, in a sense, with all the pain and everything that you endured, was a bit of a blessing, because you were really getting down to the final, you know, essence of who Barry Zito is.
That's right. And I think all of us need to be challenged at some point to really confront what is our worldview, what do we believe, and why. And I think there are so many folks, you know, regardless of what religion or spirituality, they don't know why they believe. They just know they believe.
Right.
And I think for us to explain why does this make sense? Why? How would you defend this to somebody that, let's say, was trying to persuade you to believe something else? And I think most people probably can't give a good answer on that.
Right.
And, you know, and I think, you know, I'm just starting to learn about this, you know, the apologetics and things, but I think I would have told you, you know, going into that, why does my current worldview work? Well, because it works for me. I have success. Life's good. Life's comfortable. And when
right.
the comfort got taken from me, that's when I was like, I have no idea why I believe this.
Exactly. I better find something quick. We're talking with Barry Zito. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Barry. We're talking about his book, Curveball, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your time, your time.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Barry Zito continues with us. His brand new book, Curveball, the Cy Young Award winner and two-time World Series champion, How I Discovered True Fulfillment After Chasing Fortune and Fame. Barry, as we were talking about, 2010 was quite a definitive year for you. And sometimes, you know, as you say, it can be difficult for people to explain what it is and why they believe and what it is they believe in. But sometimes I think it's simple as the blind man. You know, he didn't understand why, you know, what happened to him. All he knew was that one moment he was blind, next minute he could see. And that's what happens, I believe, in our stories, in our relationships with Christ, is that it can be that dramatic and that definitive, when, especially when all our lives, like what you were going through. I mean, you had a metaphysical background, you know, that kind of, if I can envision it and I can see it, I can realize it, you know, kind of background. And that's what carried you all the way through, and what you really desperately tried to find in the midst of that, during that, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, a tormenting 2010 season.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, once I initially had that destructive, you know, situation, I came back to Los Angeles after we won the World Series. And, you know, I had been on the team cable car for the San Francisco Giants parade for that right. World Series. And, you know, first World Series ever in San Francisco. And fans are literally staring at me as I'm on the cable car.
They're flipping you. They're flipping you off. They're doing all kinds of hand signals. Thank you very much. Right?
I mean, every vulgar gesture right in my direction. You know, mouthing the F word right at me. And so, you know, so I went home and I actually went into a 12-step program. And you know, for codependency, I was so obsessed with pleasing others, hoping others would like me, and really living for approval. And so, you know, step two was willing to admit there's a power greater than me, that can restore me my sanity. And that was really what created the soil. You know, they talk about the seed and it needs to go into good soil. That was what me, when I finally said, okay, I'm willing to entertain the idea that there is something greater than me that can restore me my sanity outside of my own willpower, outside of my own self-control.
Well, you had tried everything else, Barry. I mean, before you had Tony Robbins, you had the trainer Paul. I mean, he's taking you to Canada, to take some very strange pills. There's a great story in there that's hysterical about lion's milk, and all of a sudden you got incredibly aggressive, which I mean, you know, in reading that, Barry, I gotta tell you, it was reminiscent of my own personal story about my search for God. I was like trying everything. I said, you know, because I was raised Catholic like Amber, and taught by nuns, so that's how serious I was. And but anyway, wow. But when a lot of changes in the Catholic Church occurred, it really upended my foundations, and I started looking for God. And I, you know, I'm studying Buddhism, Scientology. People say, when are you going to read the Bible? I said, you know, I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now. I mean, not exactly lion's milk, but close.
It's the seeker mindset, you know?
Exactly. And I think that's why you and I connected the last time, is because we both have that spirit of saying, okay, where is the source? Where is the root? And thank God, you know, for me, I came to the root and source. And for you, this 12-step program on codependency, similar to other, you know, programs that we've been aware of and understand, you go through this process, and this starts putting you on the road of wholeness.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think we all need that moment where our head cracks open and we admit that, okay, I actually don't know everything I thought I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not in charge of my own destiny like I thought I was. And so, you know, from there, it was just a process of being more aware of what's happening right now. And I finally got to see myself with a little more perspective. But, you know, over the next few months, there were some very turbulent experiences, even past being left off the roster. You know, I got into this car accident right before my first game of 2011. Of course, I, you know, plowed through that, got better, you know, enough to pitch and stay on the field. And, you know, then I had this very odd foot injury. And so my wife said, honey, do you think God's trying to tell you something? Maybe to just slow down and,
right.
you know, just to look around. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't ever disagree at that point. I mean, I was on the disabled list, missing my first games of my, you know, 10, 11 year career.
Wow.
So something major was happening. And instead of, you know, bullheading my way through it like I did my whole life, I finally just said, maybe I don't know everything. And a few months later, you know, she hands me a Bible and says, you know, stop reading all these self-help books, you know, and lock those books up, and just hands me a Bible and says, honey, just read this for a little bit. See what you feel. And a few months later, man, I prayed the prayer with the SF Giants team chaplain, and literally, I haven't been the same, you know, and I haven't looked for anything since then, which is the true indication in my mind that I found the truth, because
you settled.
Nothing was ever standing up, you know, nothing ever met my standards.
No, that's right. Well, you know, and even to read your story about Amber, I mean, what an angel. I mean, somebody who came into your life right when you needed her to come into your life. And what she has done, you know, for you as a woman of faith. And it seems that, you know, she came alongside you and supported you in a way, Barry, in a way that you needed to be supported, not somebody that just could bum rush you into religion or into faith. This was something that, like you say, you know, she gives you the Bible and says, okay, hey, why don't you pick up this self-help book?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was just so masterfully planned by, you know, by the man upstairs. It's incredible. I mean, that the timing was like it was. And I had nothing left in my life. Baseball was gone. My father was in ICU, and Amber was like the only person I'd listened to. And it just worked perfectly that way.
And now you become a student of the Bible, and you start realizing the Father in heaven who wove you in your mother's womb has a destiny and a purpose for you. Yes, the first part of your life, a big part of your life, was lived without him, but now you and Amber and the two boys, you're living now a life with Christ, and now we've gone from the ball field to playing music that you always, I mean, you played music your whole life, but I mean, now you're entering into this new chapter of your life now, right?
Yeah, I've entered a really wonderful chapter where I have, you know, I get to do music full time and be with my family and most importantly be around for my children, you know, to be raised. And, you know, and I think too, the notion that's so interesting to me is speaking to people who have some hangups, you know, about God. And, you know, I'm with a group out here called Search, and we just engage, you know, people that have questions, and we just all get in a room, you know, believers, atheists, Muslims, whatever, and we just talk, you know, no judgment.
How cool
is
that?
And we just get to talk about it, and the, you know, and we say, you know, we talk about exclusive truth, you know, and truth is exclusive, and that doesn't feel good, but there's usually only one truth, you know, even scientifically for everything.
Exactly.
And, you know, and the beautiful thing about God's grace is that, you know, here I was cursing his name a lot of times, you know, I didn't want any part of him. And he just lovingly was like, okay, that's fine. Are you ready now? Okay, that's fine. Are you ready now? Okay, that's fine. You know, for many years. And I just love the patience and that he does not force himself on us. It needs to be a volitional decision.
Exactly. Well, Barry, and I guess, you know, for Curveball, this book that is, as we talked about before, that is very raw and open, you lay it out there, you know, like even being in the cable car there in San Francisco, people yelling and screaming all kinds of things at you, and then coming back in 2012 and winning a World Series again. You've got two World Series rings. Barry, as we wrap things up here, what do you want people to take away from your book?
You know, I just feel like when we're having a hard time, and we all do in life because we're humans, we just need to, I just feel like if we can just humble ourselves and say, you know, maybe I just don't know everything, and really just be open to hearing the gospel and to hearing, you know, this thing that has changed millions and millions of lives. And we're just in a postmodern society where people just manufacture their own religions now, their own spiritualities. And there is lasting truth out there, and it has real change on human hearts. And I just would hope that people are open to hearing it.
Well, Barry, next time I'm in Nashville, I'm going to look you up. I want to go to your Bible study. I want to check this out. It would be it'd be great to be there with everyone and hear the stories. I mean, that sounds really exciting. Barry Zito, Curveball, How I Discovered True Fulfillment After Chasing Fortune and Fame. Barry, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Bill, absolutely. Thank you, buddy.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong Santa Ana winds are buffeting much of the state of California, where the conditions are also quite dry. But the utility companies there are finding they're taking heat from many critics not happy about their decision to shut down power to hundreds of thousands of people in recent days to try to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires. The president of PG&E, Bill Johnson, responding to critics who say the shutoffs should be more targeted.
We acted on our prediction. Now, we don't have the granularity we need to get down to a city block or one street.
The Saddle Ridge fire, which started last night not because of downed power lines but because of a garbage truck fire, is forcing nearly 2,000 families to evacuate homes north of Los Angeles now. It's already burned nearly 5,000 acres, and the fire is 0% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Question for you, okay? What do the World Wide Web, the Euro, and the Paris Fashion Week all have in common, all right? You give up? All right. Well, they're all included in Project Management Institute's 50 most influential projects of the past 50 years, a collection of the major events, advancements, and initiatives that have impacted the world in different industries, locations, and generations. Cindy Anderson of PMI is going to be joining us, going to share highlights from the list and discuss how these important projects have changed the world. She'll highlight how project management has turned the world's greatest ideas into reality and advise us on how we can incorporate the same concepts used by these projects into our own personal and professional lives. Cindy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wow, what an opportunity! I mean, to take a look at these. These events, these are iconic events that have gone down in history, and they've changed the world. So, how did they make the cut?
Right, they really are. It wasn't easy. We started with a list of about 1,000 projects mm-hmm. that were recommended by about 400 folks in our community. And we pared it down and pared it down and pared it down and really tried to focus on the 50 projects that had the most influence, not only related to the particular project itself, but for what else it enabled. So I can give you an example, something like Live Aid. Let's say, you know, Live, I'm sure Bob Geldof thought Live Aid couldn't be done. He was probably told it couldn't be done. And look, it was done, and it ushered in the era of mega concerts, of global engagement, of satellite hookups, of, and more importantly, even celebrity philanthropy, you know. And
I was going to say, getting the artists together, like that. Well, yes, exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, stakeholder management at its best right there.
Yeah, without a doubt. What other types of projects are included in the list?
Right. Well, our goal with the list was really to show how cool it can be to work on projects, because there's so many people who do project work that really change the world.
Mm-hmm.
So on the list, you'll see projects from every sector and every region of the globe, including things that you might not even think of as projects, things like Paris Fashion Week or the Harry Potter series or the Star Wars series or Alibaba's Singles Day. And then we also have more traditional projects like the Burj Khalifa in Dubai or the mobile phone or the Sydney Opera House.
Mm-hmm. What was it that stood out for you as you're putting this list together? Was there something that was consistent that came out? Because I have this impression that, boy, this takes a village to make something like this happen, right?
It really does. And I think the thing that stood out for me is how much influence these little individual, and I say little and individual, and they're not really, of course, but these individual projects had on literally the rest of the world. For example, number 36, Wikipedia, right? It's all about crowdsourced knowledge. When my 26-year-old nephew was in school, Wikipedia wasn't even allowed to be a resource in school papers. My 20-year-old daughter is in school, and it's expected to be a resource.
Right.
And that's just hugely influential, you know, for something that wasn't even around a couple of decades ago.
Yeah, I just think, you know, again, the congealing of all these humanoids coming together, bringing their talents together, and, you know, working on something bigger than themselves. And maybe in part, you know, even like you say, you know, with these different concerts and, you know, and thinking, gosh, can we really make this happen? And how, you know, it almost seems miraculous that these things occur. And here they are. I mean, these iconic events. And we just, I don't know, it gives us an opportunity to celebrate excellence and, you know, possibilities, I guess.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, Cindy, why compile? What was the motivation for you to compile this list?
Well, this year is PMI's 50th anniversary. So we compiled the list in kind of celebration of the 50th anniversary of PMI and to celebrate all of the people that we represent that work in the project management area, that have been project managers, and many of them have participated on some of these projects. And again, it's really around making projects feel cool and helping people understand that it's a really super profession to be in if they want to make a difference. And that's really important, Bill, because there's massive global investments in infrastructure development going on around the world. The China Belt and Road Initiative is one. It's $1 trillion of investment, and that means that there is going to be an incredible need for project managers in the future. You know, you pair that with all the digital transformation and the kind of development work that's going on there, and our research shows there are going to be tens of millions of jobs available in the project world, and we really hope that there are people ready to take those jobs. It's a great profession. It's really well-paying, and there's just such a huge need for it right now.
Exactly. We're talking with Cindy Anderson, Vice President of Brand Management. As PMI Vice President of Brand Management, she champions continued development of PMI's strong global brand. Can you give us a little bit more time on PMI in terms of, you know, so people understand what PMI does and, you know, what is, you know, what's their contribution here?
Sure. PMI is a membership association, you know, kind of by feature, and we represent about 3 million people around the world who work in projects. Many of them are certified. They have what's called the PMP. Many of them are also just really interested in figuring out how to get work done in a better way, because really, Bill, right now it's a project economy, and we're seeing that all work is being done and organized around projects. Organizations are much more successful when they can be, when they have the flexibility that organizing around projects gives them. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, we're really trying to help people, help individuals be more successful in the work that they do, and help them help their organizations be more successful.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I envision you just as a bridge builder. You're just constantly building bridges between, you know, resources and people, you know, to varying projects. Is that fair?
Well, it's really interesting that you say that, because project management is really the connection between the idea and the reality, or the strategy and the delivery. So you're absolutely right. A bridge is a great analogy. And we build those sometimes, too.
Well, yeah, we got to have those, too. But that was, you know, as you were talking, that's what I envisioned. I just, you know, because, you know, with projects, they're always, I mean, like we said earlier, it becomes collaborative. I mean, and sometimes you don't even know that as you start out a project that you're going to necessarily need a bridge over in that area with those people until you actually get to that point, right? I know, to me, it's fantastic just to see these things come together, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got it.
Well, you know, in these 50 projects that you selected, explain to our audience how project management helped turn some of these ideas into reality.
Sure. I mentioned the skills that some of the skills that project managers need, and I think it's, when people think of project management, a lot of times they think of people who can manage a schedule or a budget, you know, and that's really important for the management of a successful project. But when you look at some of these things you mentioned, you know, pulling a team together, it's really important for project managers to have great collaboration skills and leadership skills. One really important aspect is rallying a team to a vision. So, you know, think about some of these projects that took years and years and years to complete, and teams changed. And so it's really important for those project leaders to have that, you know, that kind of focus as the world is becoming more projectized.
Exactly.
And then there's really a kind of a mindset of continuous learning, because what worked to solve one problem yesterday isn't exactly what's going to work to solve the same problem the next day. So we try to give people a kind of a full backpack of skills, up-to-date competencies, and kind of the things that they need to be able to use to be successful in this area.
Well, Cindy, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
They can go to PMI.org and find a lot more information on all of these 50 most influential projects, as well as project management and PMI.
Well, congratulations on compiling the list, Cindy Anderson. We appreciate you coming on the show. Cindy is the Vice President of Brand Management at PMI. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people. Passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about the things that matter, right? Hey, we're here to make your day, make your weekend. Thank you so much for sharing a part of it with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, Joni DeBrito. Dr. DeBrito is with Focus on the Family. She is the Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus. So, needless to say, her hands are full, and she brings to the conversation over 30 years of diverse experience as a parent educator, family life educator, school social worker, administrator, licensed mental health professional. Joni, what have you been doing all your life? It's kind of like you've been loafing or something. Are you?
I'm such a slacker, aren't I?
Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much for being with us to talk about something as important as healthy sexuality for youth. Today, this is most concerning when I talk to parents. They go, Bill, what am I to do? I mean, sex is so pervasive in our society today. You know, we want our children to grow up to live a godly life, to live with intent, and intent that was designed by God, not by the culture. And the culture is totally unhinged, whether it's the music, the current conversations. I mean, the things that people say on the street, Joni, are just, I sit there, you know, even in my travels, if it's on a plane, you know, at an airport, wherever, I mean, the things that they so casually put out there, I just go, right. Whoa, have they no shame?
Yes. There seems to be a lot of profane language attached to sexuality and so forth. And, of course, that wasn't God's design at all. Sex is a beautiful thing. And it's so funny because regardless of the walk of life that parents come from, one thing that most parents have in common is that they feel very uncomfortable talking to their children about sex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important that they not only are able to instill some of those values that lead to healthy sexuality, but also to talk to them about the tools of being a healthy sexual being because if kids don't get it from their parents and they don't get it grounded in a good, firm biblical foundation, they're going to get those answers at school and elsewhere, and those answers are probably not going to be the kinds of answers that most convictional Christians are going to be happy about.
Well, a lot about life is on-the-job training, but let me say this. When it comes to sex, no, you don't want to do on-the-job training, okay?
Right.
No bueno.
I agree.
Okay, and you know, it just doesn't work. I mean, this is why we have the devastation of our youth, and you know, it's kind of amazing. We have a 16-year-old girl coming from Sweden talking about how climate change has stolen her youth from her.
Right.
Well, this society is stealing the youth from these young girls and young men who, you know, called it for what it is. I mean, we say promiscuous. It's just, you know, they've woken love before its time.
Right.
And when you open that box and you're ill-prepared to deal with the consequences of that box, you have children out of wedlock. You've got marriages that, you know, just shouldn't have happened because the compatibility of the two people that come together. I mean, it ends up being a total mess. Now, you would think, as a result of this experience and the empirical data, that we would learn from it, right?
Yeah, you would think so. But I think the other thing that's missing is not just the fact that people don't get good information and therefore make mistakes, but they also miss out on these wonderful opportunities that really should come before a sexual relationship between a man and a woman in a committed marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Things like friendship, how to develop friendships with same-gender people that can carry you throughout your lives and help you and so forth. And that's what we really try to talk to about, all of those basic foundational things that happen prior to entering into that age where you're starting to develop sexually and so forth. I should say, actually, we're always developing sexually.
Mm, right.
But that age where it really becomes so important to begin to understand how to manage your sexual thoughts and feelings.
Exactly. Well, Dr. DeBrito, when you and I were growing up, it was tough enough just to deal with two sexes, male and female. The kids
right.
today, I mean, 63 and counting?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean,
a little bit strange. Isn't
the gene pool has gotten really confused here. I mean, how does someone down the road, when they decide, okay, I'm going to get married, I mean, what are the qualification parameters here?
Well, I think first of all, that word you used, confusion, that mm-hmm. is the big word. Instead of bringing clarity to what God intends for sex and how to have a beautiful sexual relationship and a healthy sexual life, all of this information that's coming from the culture is just confusing people.
Right.
And it's making it difficult for them. So Focus on the Family actually has just put out a program called Launch into the Teen Years, which was specifically put together for parents of 9 to 12-year-olds and those kids to do together, so that they can start actually having those really essential conversations as the kids are moving into their teen years and actually, you know, their bodies are starting to really pump out those hormones and they're starting to feel different and look different and act different. And, you know, they're starting to go from where the opposite sex has cooties to, ooh, I'm really interested in the opposite sex.
Right.
And what do I do with that? And so we're hoping that this particular program, Launch into the Teen Years, can be something that parents and kids use together to alleviate so much of the confusion that comes from the general culture.
Well, the fact of the matter is they're getting information, like we said, whether it's the music they listen to, the movies they
right.
go to. It is so pervasive. So, Mom and Dads, what we're saying here is out of experience and also encouragement. I hope you're hearing this. Is that, look, at and even for the kids, I want them, you know, that are listening, we want the best for you, we really do. I mean, you know, take it from people who have experienced it. We've fallen off the roof and realized that gravity still exists, okay?
Right.
There are certain laws that still exist. Now,
right.
you may have to learn the hard way. We hope that that's not the case. Because
right.
I'll tell you, there are lots of counselors that are very busy these days because
right.
Young people like yourselves, you know, let your hormones get ahead of yourself, and the next thing you know, we've got major issues here. We've got babies coming into the world. It's kind of like, you know, that one comedian who says, what stays in Vegas turns 5 in February. You know,
yeah,
what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, right? It turns 5
right.
in February. So,
right. Well,
Well, I'm hopeful that people will take a look. If they go to www.focusonthefamily.org, they can find Launch into the Teen Years there. And I'm hoping that they'll take a look at it, because I think what they'll find is information that is very comforting for parents, presents how to talk about this, how to talk about that, how to engage in conversations with your kids about every area that has to do with sexuality, but also it's been put together in a way that should really appeal to that the kids in that 9 to 12-year-old stage. So there is a parent guidebook, and there's a student journal, but then there is a web-based video program, and it takes eight campers, basically, through a camp experience facing a number of challenges that somehow relate to various areas of sexual development and healthy relationship development. And it's fun. It's just a really fun, engaging experience. The kids go through different challenges at a camp, and those challenges are used to bring about discussion on various points. We talk about friendship, we talk about bullying, we talk about how to choose good friends, we talk about how to communicate, we talk about all kinds of things, and then we also talk about how that relates to sexuality and how to move from the friendship into the realm of possibly dating, how to think about that, what's going on with their bodies, how to manage those issues, and so forth. So it's a very comprehensive full suite of resources for people, and I think it will be appealing to both parents and kids in that age group who are looking toward the teen years.
You know, Joni, I always appreciated the perspective of courtship as opposed to dating, only because dating can be quite injurious. You talk about falling off the roof here, and speaking from experience here. And it's not that I'm necessarily a prude. Again, we want to protect our children in as much as that. Hey, look at this is serious. This is a life decision. This isn't just thinking about going and, you know, getting a tattoo or finding a job or whatever. I mean, the implications of the mate that you choose is so significant and so important. And after all, what we're talking about here, I mean, these are the building blocks of our culture, of our society.
Right.
And, you know, they've been so compromised, and we wonder why we have the chaotic society we have today that we live in.
Right. Well, and let me just tell you a little bit about Launch. Exactly what you were talking about, all of those things are addressed. So we have actually six different videos. The first one talks about how God made you and your identity in Christ and what God sees in you and helping you develop a really good identity. The next one is about family and friends, your best friends, how to manage those relationships, how to begin to look at boy-girl relationships. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about bullies and criticisms and voices, external voices and internal voices that can really give you mixed messages. Then we get into the stuff that's so hard for a lot of parents to talk about that has to be talked about, their bodies, what's going on, what's happening to my body, puberty and relationships in puberty. And then we have that talk about where do you go from here? You take that design that God made for male and female to be in union with one another within the context of marriage, and you figure out how to, number one, make sure that you are protecting that purity until you're married, and then when you are married, how to enjoy that sexual relationship that God designed.
Amen. Amen. Dr. DeBrito, thank you so much. Congratulations. And,
you're welcome.
And, for the launch here, this gives something, for the parents. This is a powerful tool for them to utilize. And I would say, maybe the inclination might be that's something they do at church. No, I think this is something you do within the family.
Absolutely.
It is that important and that significant. Where can they go for more information?
To www.focusonthefamily.org, and you probably find information about Launch into the Teen Years right on the homepage. But if you don't, you can just click in the search Launch into the Teen Years, and that will take you to information about purchasing the kit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the